Hello everyone, how are we doing today? You're welcome to Kingdom Discourse. Aaron and Michael is my name. INN, we're here, we're back. So today we'll be looking at the book of Isaiah chapter 45, verse 1 down to 6. And we'll be trying to understand some little significance of how God actually choose people, help them, to propel them, even without their knowing. If you're watching one of my statuses yesterday, I talked about not trying to prove yourself to God because He is going to use you nevertheless. I think this scripture is actually a good backup. So I'll read now. This is what the Lord says to Cyrus, His appointed king. I hold your right hand and will help you defeat nations and take away other kings' power. I will open doors for you, so city gates will not stop you. I will go before you and make the mountains flat. I will break down the brass gates of the cities and cut through the iron bars. I will give you the wealth that is stored away and the hidden riches. So you will know I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who calls you by name. I do these things for my servants, the people of Jacob, and for my chosen people, the Israelites. Hallelujah. Cyrus, I call you by name, and I give you a title of honor, even though you don't know me. I am the Lord, there is no other God. I am the only God, I will make you strong, even though you don't know me. Praise the Lord. Can you actually see that the Lord was saying this twice? He was repeating himself. He said, I will make you strong, even though you don't know me. The second time he said, I call you by name and I will give you a title of honor, even though you don't know me. God is giving someone a title, a promotion, even without the person knowing him. He's also making the person strong, even though the person do not know him. That is actually how God works. You know, they say the way of God is not the way of man. He chose Cyrus and he has decided to use him to subdue nations, to cut down the iron gates of brass, to flatten the mountains. Cyrus doesn't know God. What is the significance of that? It actually means when God has a plan for your life, he uses you even though you don't know him the way you are supposed to know him. All we have to do as humans is to try to be well and stay in line with the doctrines, with the word of God. Because when he decides to use us, whether we are the closest or not the closest, as long as we are staying in line with him, he's going to make us great. He's going to give us the promotion, just like he's doing to Cyrus here. Yeah? He's going to give him power. He's going to make him strong. He's going to make us go forth and achieve things which we never saw we could do. But because there is a God backing us up, it is very important. You can actually see here, he said, even though you don't know me. Now let me conclude in the chapter 6, in the verse 6. He says, so that everyone we know, there is no other God. From the east to the west, they will know I am the only Lord. Simply because he wants to make everyone know that, yes, I am the one that did it for you. He's going to upgrade you even without you knowing him the way you're supposed to know him. Hallelujah. Can you believe this, that God is awesome? Can you believe that? It's mysterious how God works. All we have to do is stay in line. All we have to do is to keep doing everything that He wants us to do. And we are going to be sure of His full usage, His full utility. He decided to use Cyrus to free Israel. I want us to ponder on this. I want us to think about this. What a leverage. What an opportunity. What a medium. It is good. And you know, the funny and the most significant thing about this is when God decides to use you, He makes a name out of you. When He decides to use you, He makes you popular even when you don't want it, when you are not envisaging it. He just uses you and he stands you out of the crowd. He uses you and keeps you in a different position, in a different space for the world to see. Please, my dear beloved, it is very important that we stay in line with God so that He can hold us by the right hand and use us to subdue every power of darkness and use us to break down every strong gates and flatten every mountain, to cut down every iron bars and to present wealth to us that is beyond the riches of any man on the earth. The scripture again is Isaiah chapter 45, verse 1 to 6. Thank you for listening to this. This is Kingdom Discourse. I'll be back to continue. Stay blessed and have a great day.